This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. The crops are promising, but yields need to be protected. We'll have more from BASF right after this.
Hank Williams Jr. Are you ready for the contract? Live in concert.
For me, it's a family tradition.
Bocephus Live with special guest Old Crow Medicine Show.
Got a thing for the finer thing.
Friday, August 15th, 8 p.m., Iowa State Fair Grandstand.
Born to boogie.
Reserve tickets on sale now through iowastatefair.org and the Iowa State Fair Ticket Office. Hank Williams Jr.
The recent WASDE report from the USDA confirmed that this year's crops have great potential. Now it's important for farmers to keep a close eye on their crops and do whatever they can to realize those potential yields. Kurt Martins, BASF Technical Service Representative in Eastern Iowa, said he has observed some great crop conditions in his area, but there are still some issues to monitor.
Walking corn and soybean fields with our customers, you know, checking out how this crop is going to finish out. And yes, we've got a lot of very good crops out there. However, it's not perfect. And we have seen, or I am seeing, a lot of fungal disease in both corn and soybeans, which is to be expected when we've had as much precipitation as we've had this year. A lot of my areas, especially on the Iowa side of the river, have had anywhere from 8 to 20 inches of precipitation in the month of July alone, on top of somewhere around 4 to 8 inches in the month of June. And now in August, again, we've had that precipitation continues, and I know in Scott County, where I live, we were dumped with another 3 to 4 inches just in the past couple of days. So we continue to stay wet, and that continues to drive this fungal disease that we see in both corn and soybeans.
Martin said he is seeing a lot of fungal disease right now, with tar spot being particularly prevalent.
Well, we've been seeing a lot of fungal disease, especially in corn, going back in June when our first tar spot lesions showed up. Those are the little small black lesions, look like little drops of tar that are on the leaf surface. But we've got all of our other diseases out there. Northern corn leaf blight, which is going to be a long cigar-shaped gray lesion. Gray leaf spot, which is going to be a rectangular lesion. And the big one, southern rust. And southern rust are small orangish pustules, and you're going to see a whole bunch of them in a cluster.
For Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.